Just have the goddamn Mars bar. Welcome back, guys, to the Not Just a Bikini Girl podcast. This little snippet today is taken from the Post Show ebook, and a little exclusive is that we are working on a course version of this. This is some feedback that we have had, is that some people are more visual learners or they want it in a more audio format, because at the moment it's only available in a text format. But this is one to consider when we delve especially into the post show, into the reverse dieting stage, because some of you girls and guys would already be able to relate to this. But how many of you have been in a situation where you have your meal plan, for example, and you're really, really craving something? For example, you're craving a Mars bar. So instead of having that Mars bar, you're thinking, no, I've got to stick to this diet, I've got to stick to the plan. What you might do instead is you think, right, instead of this Mars bar, I'm going to have 40 grams of oats with a little bit of almond butter, a little bit of dark chocolate, and maybe a sprinkle of something else, and then that's great. You finish those oats, but you're still wanting that Mars bar. And a lot of really interesting conversations I've had with people is that idea that we cannot be having these certain things. Why that is can be a multitude of reasons. One of them, a lot of times, is that fear of derailing, of kind of, right, if I have this one Mars bar, what potentially might lead on after that. But when we look at this all from a very much like a bird's eye view, with everything, whether it's dieting, off-season, even maintenance, it's calories in versus calories out. And what people will find themselves doing is, instead of having that Mars bar, for example, they go, right, I'm going to have these oats, which might attain to 300 calories or something like that, just as a ballpark figure. So after they've eaten these oats, they then end up going for this Mars bar anyway. So depending on the Mars bar size, can be anything about 200 calories. So say, for example, you have 300 calories of oats, then you've had 200 calories of Mars bar. You've then, instead of just having one of these options, you could have just had the Mars bar at 200 calories, been satisfied, enjoyed it, was mindful about it, and then got on with your day. Instead, you then might potentially start to go down the rabbit hole of, right, I've just had these oats, they were 300 calories. I've now had this Mars bar. Now I've had 500 calories more that I'm going to have to either cut a meal out, I'm going to have to think about it, or we get in this real like fight or flight, panicky sort of mindset. And that's something that we do not want to be doing. Whereas sometimes, and again, this is very much where you have to be very, very self-aware, do your research on this, on the whole post-show kind of realm, but also working with your coach. For me, it's understanding, right, sometimes resisting that Mars bar can be a very, very positive thing, but sometimes it can just, it's kind of what I put the example of like mental, your mental battery having to be like mentally charged with that, if that makes sense. So some people will resist the Mars bar and it will play in their mind all day. And they'll be agitated, they won't feel good, they might, their food focus might get higher. Whereas some people might be able to go, right, I'm going to have that Mars bar, it's in my calories, I really want to enjoy it, I'm sitting here mindful, I'm not rushing, I'm literally, I'm present. Have that Mars bar, absolutely fine, get on with their day, accommodate calories elsewhere. And this is where, for me, with coaches, and I don't want to go down... I don't know if the person's like slating like coaches, because you see it all the time on Instagram. It's like, oh, just give over. But from, if you're looking at this from a longevity point of view, and also just looking at this from the facts themselves, 200 calories from a Mars bar is very, very easy for most people. If they're, you know, if they're coming out of reverse stage, their calories are going up, it's something that can be easily factored into your diet. But what tends to happen is we potentially might be looking at some people, or some coaches, some athletes that are very much preaching whole foods the whole time. And yes, that is important. I don't want to kind of be like, yes, Mars bars are literally like the superior thing over whole foods. But it is that balance, and I hate saying that word because sometimes it can just be thrown about. But for me, from a longevity point of view, being able to include these things is very, very important. And I always go back to my clients who are mums, for example, and you know, their kids, they don't want to deprive their kids from certain things, but they also want to be able to feel that no guilt and no shame to be able to participate in that activity with their child without feeling like it's taken away from their competing journey or their progress. It's kind of that flitting stage being like, is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? And what I really want to bring this down to is sometimes it's pulling back and thinking, right, this meal plan or these macros, yes, these things are important. My coach has given me these for a reason. However, the most important things is calories in, calories out. Then when we go from there, then we start looking to, okay, where's our protein at? What are our food choices at? But it's really surprising the amount of people that I speak to who still feel like they don't have the confidence or the knowledge or even like the go-ahead from their coach to be able to have those certain things without feeling like their coach is going to come down on them. They feel like they're going to be judged. They don't feel like they're taking things seriously. Whereas that is really where you can start to go down. I feel like I'm saying rabbit hole so much at the moment. That seems, do you just have that thing that you like, I keep saying rabbit hole in so many situations. But again, it's pulling back from that and thinking, what are the long-term impacts of me constantly saying no to these things? And a lot of times when we have, like, for example, we have our Monday to Friday or Monday to Saturday, and then we have like our off-plan meal, example, on the Sunday. If we deprive ourselves from these little things and we don't accommodate into calories, we don't integrate this as much as we can, what can sometimes happen is from Monday to Saturday, it's kind of like it's building up because we've been like saying no, saying no, saying no, being, you know, eating whole foods all the time, good foods, you know, got to be serious, bodybuilder. We can be like that for the whole time. So once we get to Sunday, we go massively hard on that Sunday off-plan meal. We overconsume on calories because we just feel like, it's like this, you haven't been having these things. Whereas what I found really, really interesting with consult calls with clients is that when they start to integrate these things into their day-to-day, and it doesn't have to be every day either, but allowing themselves that permission to be like, right, I'm going to pull that 200 calories from that meal, and I'm going to replace it with this. When they get to their off-plan meal on Sunday, they actually don't eat as many calories. They feel more mindful. They feel more present because then it's not becoming this massive like thing that they're waiting for and holding on to. So I'm going to leave it there because I want to try and keep this as short as possible. But hopefully this has given you guys some food for thought of how to potentially approach the mindfulness relationship with food dynamic as a competitor, potentially a little bit differently. If there's any questions at all or anything you want to reach out to me about, as always, you can always do that on Not Just Bikini Girl. So Jasmine, that's my email. Jasmine Julia Jeffrey. Oh my God, that's so funny. But I hope that's been an interesting one. I will see you guys in the next episode, but have an awesome rest of your day.